Toward this, there's a huge change in weather pattern, so it's actually getting warmer outside. And so it got me thinking about things like tick and flea prevention and understanding all about that and the use of preventives, etc. And number one, I want to point out that the standard protocol is for many people, even in my neck of the woods, where they just think about tick and flea prevention as the weather gets warm. But you need to understand, and I'll get into this into detail later, that there's definitely a need to have the tick and flea prevention all year round. A recent analysis of the temperature changes in my area, in the East Coast, is that there was only 3 days during the winter. So you have to look at temperatures getting above like 46, 50 degrees, even if it's within the day. There's only like 3 days where tick and flea prevention was not needed during the winter months. So it's very important to have the prevention all year, just based on the life cycle of things like heartworm and the fact that ticks and fleas just kind of lay dormant until the temperature gets up there. But let's just start about heartworm disease. So heartworm disease is caused by a parasite, Darofilaria imidus, primarily affecting dogs, cats, and other mammals. And the intermediate host, so how this is spread, is via mosquitoes. So a mosquito bites an animal, it ingests. A mosquito bites an infected animal, ingests the microfilaria, the heartworm larvae, that circulates in the bloodstream, and then these microfilaria develop into larvae within the mosquito. And then when the mosquito then bites another animal, like your dog, it transmits these larvae, which then migrate through the tissues and eventually reach the level of the heart and lungs. And as they grow, they could potentially be fatal. And if you Google it, you will see Google heartworm disease in dogs, and you will see giant worms in the right side of the heart causing severe heart failure. And there's a window with your preventatives that kill those microfilaria. But once they reach a certain size and age, the preventative is not effective. So that's the key to using the prevention all year round. And the other thing we talk about preventing wise is tick-borne illness and transmission. So ticks are basically the sewers of the insect world, as one scientist called them, which I stuck with me and I think it's great. And tick-borne illnesses encompass a huge range of diseases. Most common in my area is Lyme disease. It's a bacterial infection. Borrelia burgdorferi is the bacterium, and it is then transmitted from ticks that are infected into us and dogs. Other tick-borne illnesses is ehrlichiosa and anaplasmosis, again transmitted by ticks. And these ticks acquire these pathogens by feeding on an infected animal, such as rodents, birds, or deer, and then it transfers these pathogens into your pet's bloodstreams. And what I dislike immensely, okay, I'm going to say hate. Hate's such a strong word, but I hate Lyme disease because in 20% of actively infected dogs, they may not show signs or symptoms. In many cases, you will see the standard, as I call them, standard signs for Lyme disease, where they have a fever, a swollen joint that can move from one joint to the other, they're lethargic. And then if they're a really young dog, sometimes later on, their kidneys fail. And so Lyme nephritis, this is Lyme kidney failure, is really, really bad and potentially fatal. So I really don't like Lyme disease. And I got Lyme disease myself, and I am scared of long grass. I do tick checks all the time, and my dog is on major preventatives. So those are the two big diseases that we call what we call preventatives for. So when your vet talks about heartworm and tick-borne preventatives, or do you need preventatives to go home? I think it's very important that you think about those types of things. And so year-round prevention is recommended. And oh, the other thing I want to point out is that, you know, there's a lot of indoor pets or pets that spend majority of their time indoor. And clients will say, well, I don't need heartworm prevention because my pet is indoor, especially with cats. By the way, heartworm can infect cats. It's not necessarily fatal, but it can lead to long-term lung issues, and the fibrosis that occurs can lead to respiratory issues in cats as they get older. So there are preventatives for cats as well, and that most vets are actually screening for heartworm disease. So here's the big question. If your cat is indoor only, can he or she get heartworm disease? Yes, absolutely. Because here's the question you need to answer. Can a mosquito get in your house? So think about that. So the reason why we do year-round prevention, it's important because of the activity of these critters, ticks and fleas, and how the disease spreads. So it's very important that once they're really young, you get them started young, start them young. That's a general consensus here. Get them on preventatives and keep them on all year, every year for life. And if you do miss a heartworm prevention by a month, it is recommended to test. And the Heartworm Society does recommend yearly testing. It's not something that, and majority is there is a small possibility that you missed the dose, that things can happen. Mostly it's human error, but that's on us. And here's the big thing. And sorry, I wanted to also talk about the types of prevention. So there are topical preventions, there are chewable or oral medication, they call them, and there's injection for heartworm only. So injectable preventatives will start, they typically are annual. They provide long-lasting protection against heartworm disease, and they have to be administered by a veterinarian. And that does exist. The most common are the topicals and chewables. So topicals are those that you apply directly to the skin, usually on the back of the neck or between the shoulder blades. You got to make sure you part that skin. You got to part that fur hair. You want the skin contact with this. They contain ingredients that can either actively repel ticks or fleas or kill them upon contact. The downside of topicals, I find, is if your pet lives a lifestyle that they're constantly getting rained on, wet, swimming, it can decrease the effectiveness of these. And I like using the chewable font. Topicals are administered typically once a month. There is a product that you give once every 3 months. So talk to your veterinarian about that. And to be honest with you, every veterinarian has a different philosophy about what they like to use. And so whether it's chewable, topical, and or injectable. And then the other process for ticks and fleas is, do you use the kind that repels or do you use the kind that bites and kills? I am of the latter thinking process because a tick may not necessarily die from the repellent one. It may say, hey, I'm going to avoid your pet. Well, guess where that tick's going to want to go if they're crawling around your bedroom? Especially for those who let your pet sleep in. I mean, my dog and my cat sleep in bed with us. So there's a risk for spread, period. But I want to make sure that they bite and die. So I like the bite and die products myself. And the last point I'm going to make, and this is going to be a timely thing, is that at the time that this is being recorded, manufacturers are working with veterinarians to create rebates so that, believe it or not, and this is something that I'm proud to say, is that many of our products are cheaper than Chewy based on the rebates. And you don't have to buy a year's worth. The rebates are designed to buy every 6 months. There's a QR code. You get your rebates, et cetera, back. But here's the big thing. And I think it's something that all veterinarians believe and understand is that generic companies don't do R&D. They make a copy of a drug for profitability only. And a lot of times generics are cheaper because of that, but you lose that component of research and development and, you know, trying to make a better product, trying to make a better drug, safer, better, you know, better for patient care. And in the same way, pharmacies that distribute rather than give back are profitable. And so the manufacturers, thank God, are looking at this and they're working with veterinarians. So I don't know if you knew this or not, but if you show that you've been buying preventatives from your veterinarian on a regular basis and your pet gets a disease that preventatives are supposed to prevent, the manufacturers will pay thousands of dollars for medical care. And that's something you're not going to get from anywhere else. And there is something to be said that you bought it from a trusted source. So that's my soapbox, and I'm going to stick with that. And that's my little take on preventatives. Let's take a break, and we'll come right here on Your Pet Matters, 107.7, 107.7, thebronc.com.